Let's go ahead and get started. Let's call this meeting to order and begin with a pledge of allegiance and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll say a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be gathered today, grateful for the opportunities we have to be homeowners and enjoy this beautiful community and the mountains and everything about it, Father. We're grateful for the rains. Pray for more moisture, especially relevant as we talk about the water needs of pine and strawberry. We ask for thy presence today as we do work on behalf of the community, and say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and do a roll call. We'll start in the room with Larry.
Larry Bankshire, present.
Cordy Ells is present.
George Gorkowski, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
And let's go online. Victor.
Brent, present.
Thanks, Brent.
Victor Tile, present.
Great. We hear you good, loud, and clear. That's a good thing. We declare a quorum. And so the first item of business, once we get all that done, is to approve the minutes for the November 30th regular meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for November 30th.
I second it.
Good. First and second. And all those in favor of approving that, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Those are approved. In this meeting, we can handle the election of 2024 officers because there are no changes between now and then. How do we handle that most efficiently?
Well, the best way is, unless any board members want to make any changes, I make a motion that the existing officers get reelected for 2024. That would be Corey as chairman, George as vice chairman, myself as treasurer, and Larry as secretary. Unless anyone has any nominations for any differences.
I'll leave that in the air for a moment. We have that motion. All those in favor, say aye.
I got a second at first.
Oh, you got a second at first.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. I didn't hear that. Okay. We'll move forward with 2024 the way we move forward now. So let's move to reports to the board and go straight to Paul with the manager's report, program manager's report.
Don't those work with them?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Speak up.
It's a pleasure to be here today. We have some exciting things going on.
Can we just do a sound check, make sure we're being heard?
We kind of deserve
it. Am I coming
we
across
did?
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I can hear you fine.
So we have some
things. I can hear you, sure.
Have exciting things going on. As you know, there was a request, and through the communication subcommittee, we have posted dashboard reports for all of the projects that are active. You can go online to the website and go down, and there's something you can check there. It shows a couple of projects are completed, and other projects are still in progress. So those will be live and active and open to the public. Construction activities, Whispering Pines, that water line is in service, and Woodland Heights is increased personnel. The contractor has put on a second crew. I was talking with him today, and he has other people from their company that are likely to be positioned down here after the first of the year because some work in another city is winding up. So they're making good progress. Expect on the Woodland Heights project, a little over half done as far as the complete project. They expect to be done in February of next year. White Oak Cedar Meadows, they expect to start that project in April. And then Portals 1 and 2, they The notice to proceed was issued, and the contractor anticipates starting work in late March or early April, depending on how quickly they get the other two mentioned projects completed. We expect that that project will be substantially complete next October. Could be a little sooner, a little later, but when portals 1 and 2 is completed, that'll wrap up the waterline replacement projects that are currently in the USDA-funded program. So that's good news, great progress from there. Deep well, we call it SV3, and the design for that well, have kind of a diagram here that anybody would like to look at it, we can pass around more closely. When I was at a deal with a missionary one time, it was the old slide projectors and it wasn't working. So he took the little slide, you know, the carousels that he used to have those. He took the little 35 millimeter slide, he held it up. And this is a picture of my grandkids, and this is a picture of me on mission. And so this is my little picture. So the well is proposed to be 2,000 feet deep. It starts out with a large casing that will ultimately be 14 inches in diameter. There'll be a solid casing all sealed so that there can be no intrusion from the upper area. Then there's intermediate casing that will be 8 inches, another 500 feet. And then down at the bottom, there'll be a 6-inch casing that'll have perforations. And this is where they're planning to pull the water from, below 1,500 feet. And this actual design for where the perforations are going to be will be done based upon once they get the borehole done. They'll just pass that around.
Anybody out there want a copy?
Yeah.
A couple of color copies.
Thank you, Steve. So once the initial borehole is completed, they'll be doing what they call a geophysical testing, where they determine where the saturated areas are and where the water would be best produced. So right now, they're doing the first 1,000 feet, and they are currently at a little over 670 feet. This will be the second week that they've been drilling on things, and that first interval, they'll get to that level, and then they'll bore it out and put a solid casing in, and then step down to the next size. Drilling should be complete in late February, early March. So once they get the drilling done and get the casing set, they'll do development, well development. And that's scheduled for in April. And that will be pumping the well and cleaning out the drilling material. And then they'll finish up that probably within a month after that. So April, May, they should be done with the drilling and with the pump development. At that point, we'll know how many gallons per minute we get out of that well. And then based upon that, they'll select the pump and motor. The great thing about this design is that the pump and motor go down in the hole, down where the water is, and just a cable and a pipe stick out of the well itself. So there won't be like a big motor and all that sort of thing. It'll just be pipes coming out of the ground with electrical conduit. Between that well and the house that is currently on the property, will be a small, we call it a booster station, inside this block building with a roof on it, doors, will be the liquid chlorine storage for disinfection in one room, and the other room will have a couple of small horsepower pumps that deliver the water. Between that building and the house itself will be a water storage tank. We're currently thinking that that'll be about 100,000 gallons in size, depending on exact dimensions, roughly about 33 feet diameter. and roughly about 16 feet high. And then the well will pump, and the existing well to site, which we now call SV2, those two wells will pump directly into the water storage tank, and they'll operate until the tank is full. Then as there's a demand from the system, the two little booster pumps will start up and deliver water from the storage tank into the system to meet demand in the area. We're waiting on the electrical design that will be sent over to APS for them to design the three-phase power that has to come to the site. And we've reviewed the basis of design report for the booster station, and the engineer is finalizing that now.
Paul?
Yes?
When does the sound abatement come down?
After all of the noisy work is done on the site with the well drilling and development.
Okay.
So I would expect that to be April.
Okay.
Plus or minus. So right now, speaking of that, I meant to mention the driller is on a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drilling schedule. And that they're going to operate this weekend and through the holiday. And then when they get down to the 1,000 feet level, they may go to 24/7 operation. I haven't heard exactly on that, but at some point they'll move from daytime 6 to 6 around the week to a continuous operation. So they'll let us know on that. The financing end, working with the staff, we're continuing to process the disbursement requests for construction costs. The engineers are providing the on-site resident project representatives. We expect that we'll be doing some work at the district. Operations manager indicated today that the district was ready to move forward with some rehabilitation work at Milk Bench 1. And then we work with the district staff on site issues. So far the project's going well, and we'll see some activity over in the Woodland Heights area. Contractor has two crews over there working now. That's my report.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Any questions from the board for Paul?
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Our field operations, Mr. Bowen.
I don't have a lot to report other than my guys are currently right now working on their third week of today. I think it's 13 for this week. So, they're making headway. they're in good spirits. They are determined to get it done. I encourage anybody that's in the room or online, if you see them, tell them thanks. It's a thankless job. And they'll probably be there till probably 8 tonight. 2 weeks ago, they were there till 6 in the morning so that people could take showers. other than that, we're constantly upgrading our fleet. We've got a new boot truck, which keeps us now independent. We got a new vac truck, which makes it easier for us to establish the leaks without doing more damage. And we've got enough guys for when Mountain High, because they don't know where they're going through, that we can get on to it and get it fixed within 2, 3, 4 hours. I don't really have much else to report operational-wise.
Great. Guys are hanging in there, guys and gals?
They're hanging in there. They're tough. We got a new guy starting on the 2nd, which we're excited about. We've got a couple applications and maybe looking at increasing the crew, but for right now, we just get the new guy back in, establish 7 or 8. My thought is to try to divide up the team for 2 teams, one for leaks and one for operational use. But other than that, our daily progress is getting better every day. And my team in the office couldn't be any better. You're awesome.
What'd that cost you?
Lunch.
Out of curiosity, you got 13 leaks this week.
Yes, sir.
Are any of them going to be abated by future projects? Are they in areas where we have future projects or
yes.
ongoing projects? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, some of them are. Other ones are old existing bad piping that we fix, and after we fix 20 feet down the road, it blows again.
Future projects.
And so they're future projects, but it's like playing whack-a-mole, to be honest with you. I mean, it's, you know, we're just constantly, but they're all in good spirits. They're all working well. Our fleet is maintained. Tires and everything else that we can think of. And like I say, my girls in the office are just dynamic.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's all I got.
Thank you very much. Treasurer's report, Sharon.
We're still doing well. The treasurer's report will be posted to the website. We have one outstanding issue that hasn't been resolved for the end of the year, and that's our insurance for next year. We've been delayed by the broker who didn't get his documentation and stuff to be able to go out and get bids, so we're kind of behind the eight ball on that, but we won't go without any coverage because the coverage we have right now is outstanding. It's a very good policy. There just aren't a lot of companies out there that want to write water companies. They're a specific type of animal and they just don't want to touch them. They're afraid of them. So, but we're doing well with all of that. I contacted WIFA, and WIFA did get our application for the grant funding. And it will come up sometime in one of their meetings and agendas within the next 6 months. They have 6 months to review them and then respond and put them on the agenda for either approval or rejection for these small projects that the staff has been working on in some areas where we don't have funding.
And if I remember right, we would get notified like a week before. When they decide to put it on the agenda, we would get notified?
A couple weeks ahead of time. They send out the agendas, but they aren't, they're kind of down for the holidays, so they aren't having any board meetings now until February. So I don't expect to hear anything probably until March.
Got it. Any questions from the board for Sharon? Great, thank you. Secretary's report.
None.
Vice Chairman's report, George.
All right, I've done my normal demand versus output. I'm not seeing any significant variation by adding 5 meters a month. So there's no markers that are telling me anything is bad. I say at this point we're going to just keep on continuing to monitor and push forward. And if the deep well is when the deep well is successful, we should have enough supply for future residents and future growth. So.
Okay. Questions from the board for George? Okay. District Attorney's report. Mr. Ween, you out there?
He was on.
He's there.
I am. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will be brief. There's 3 issues to discuss. The Halpern James litigation, the Apache Underground demand letter, and the demand by Ms. Munger. I will happily go through any of those details that we need to, but I'll keep it pretty brief. In the Halpern James matter, we did have our first court appearance. It was over a discovery dispute. As you guys are aware, I think, that Halpern James filed a motion for summary judgment, you know, stating that they win as a matter of law. Their argument basically was that there's no facts that we could present or anybody can come up with that would, you know, lend the jury to think that we should win. Obviously, we objected to that. We said, well, we have to be able to conduct what is called discovery, you know, have what are called interrogatories, requests for admissions, and even have the opportunity to depose their witnesses. Because one of the claims that we have is that, you know, they have been aware of different instances where people have violated the restrictions, and they've known that, and you know, they're aware of it. They're aware of multiple of them. And we have to get those on the record. It's not that we don't believe they don't know it or anything, but you need to put this stuff on the record. There has to be a record for the facts. And so we went to court to discuss that, and the court agreed with us that the discovery process needs to move forward before we answer the motion for summary judgment. So our response is now due in February 16th. So that was a good outcome for us. Consider that a discovery win, if you will. Now we're just moving forward with discovery, as you know, pretty typical in litigation. Second, Apache Underground, as you are aware, they've demanded more money for their work. Just recently, they've reached out and said they want to meet. My advice, probably, we should probably meet with them at least to hear what they have to say. They seem intent on taking the position that if they are not satisfied, they will litigate. In those type of cases, I always think it's good to talk through it and see if we can come up with a compromise. Maybe we do, maybe we don't, but meeting somebody in a situation like that is probably a good thing. Finally, the Munger case, as many of you recall, we as in the district sold some property to the Mungers. There are a couple things that they're now disputing. One is that they were indicating that the property that they purchased should have water, and there is a building that needs to get removed. You know, we're taking that up. I've called the attorney. I talked to him, said, yes, we're working on it, but it is the holidays. There's nothing pressing to our knowledge. And he said that he understood that and seemed satisfied when I told him that I'd get back to him in January. So we're almost there. We'll respond back with a preparation. You know, but honestly, I've collected the data. Ms. Hillman's provided most of it. It seems that, you know, we gave them the appropriate disclosures before the property was purchased. So we'll move on from there. But, you know, certainly there are some things that we probably need to do in that case, and would like to move explicitly to all of those, but we'll see what happens. That's it.
Thank you.
Any questions for Steve from the board? Okay. I have no specific report, so let's go to public comments regarding issues not on the agenda. These are the opportunities to speak for up to 3 minutes. And we have, as of right now, I don't know if we have any online, but I've got four. I've got four right here. So let's start from the top. Tiffany Halperin to talk about the Strawberry Deep Well.
Again, want to request that the project be an asset to the neighborhood and not a degradation to it. Currently, it is a degradation.
The Deep Well. Thank you, Tiffany. Thanks for being here. The next one is actually from Susie Alexander to talk about the Deep Well on residential lot with CC&Rs. Susie.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a 30-year full-time resident in Strawberry. I don't live in the subdivision near the Deep Well right now, but I just sold a property on Riverview Loop in August. I was not aware that the Deep Well was going in over there, and I'm very concerned about the CC&Rs in the neighborhood and the use of the property as a commercial property with CC&Rs that are restricted to residential properties. Reading on Nextdoor, I read that one of the board members resigned because they indicated that this was an issue and a problem, and could end up being a lawsuit in the end also. That, of course, is a concern because we're a community water company and it's going to affect all of us financially if there's a lawsuit. I'm concerned for my neighbors that are experiencing. When
when I went to sell the property at the very end, right before I closed, I drove around the corner on Review Loop and saw the property being stripped of all the trees and vegetation and wondered what the heck was going on, why a homeowner would do this to their property, and then to find out later that it was actually the water company was buying the property for this use. I'm wondering on the CC&Rs if there's been a vote of the homeowners, because if it would have been me and I would have gotten a letter, I would have said no, I wouldn't want a commercial endeavor going on, especially when there were apparently other sites that could be chosen for that. I currently live in a neighborhood that has CC&Rs, and my expectation is that anybody who buys property on in my neighborhood and is subject to the CC&Rs and needs to respect those. And I'm wondering where we are with that. Has there been a vote? And what is happening? Were you all aware of the CC&Rs? And is this congruent with the CC&Rs, or is this not congruent with the CC&Rs?
So first of all, thank you. And thanks for being here. And we've been here for a long time too. We want to take care of our community. To the specifics of the questions you're asking, we can't respond because we are in a lawsuit. I will say that the only thing I will say is that there is access to public records that would kind of show both sides of the story and both sides of the litigation. And if you have questions about where to go find that, we can hook you up with that, or I'm sure Tiffany or others could as well. But there's a lot of information out there. But in the meantime, it's working its way through the legal process, and we really can't comment on it for now. We appreciate your concern.
And Nextdoor is like Facebook. Don't believe everything you read.
Well, I went on the Pine Strawberry Water District website, and I didn't see any answers to that situation. So I'm not really sure. I would like to know where the answers are for that, please.
Okay.
In the future, we'll address that. Answers. In the future. We can't talk about it right now. By our counsel.
Okay. The ogre lawyer on the phone. Kidding, he's not an ogre.
You're good.
Third is David Diggs regarding the deep well.
Thank you, Court. Thank you for the opportunity to address the board. First of all, let me wish you all a Merry Christmas. It is a wonderful time of year, and should remind us that we are on this earth to be good for our fellow man and make this a better world for all of us to live in. Which, by the way, Corey reflects the prayer you let the group in before the meeting starts. So I see where we are aligned on that. Unfortunately, Christmas has also morphed into a time of making Christmas lists. And the primary request I've made to this board is to treat your neighbors as you would like to be treated and use your power responsibly. If I may be so bold to speculate on how you would want to be treated, the Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District has had to drastically alter the character of your neighborhood. Open lines of communication and community engagement will probably be at the top of that list. Open lines of communication. We received a few emails back in October about how the project was going. Really nothing since. I'm assuming the dashboard now is going to replace that. Checked the dashboard a couple weeks ago. There was really nothing on there, but I'll go back and check it again and see if there's an updated schedule and timing and all the rigmaroles. Because we have to plan our lives around this well, because it's incredibly disruptive to our community. And second, engagement. We met twice about this project, once at our suggestion back in September, and a follow-up meeting in November. Nothing really since. I know you weren't happy with the tone of that discussion in November, but it was really because you didn't deliver what you promised, which was kind of an outline, a view of what this thing looked like when it was all done. So I know you'll find some of these comments unpleasant, but that's what you signed up for, took this position. So I'd appreciate you doing your jobs and engaging the community in this. Hopefully, reflecting these requests and decide to play Santa Claus in 2024 and grant these two things, which you did agree were reasonable requests back when then in September. Thank you.
Thank you. And all I'll say to that, David, is just that some of those aspects of not continuing communication also just relate to legal guidance and during a lawsuit. So
I'm sorry. So have you been told not to work with us anymore?
Well,
yes.
I think that's fair to say, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just communicating that would be helpful.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. Consider it communicated.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. Nancy Diggs. also Deepwell.
I will not be as eloquent as my better half here. I just have one particular aspect of the Deepwell to address today. I wanted to know, and I know you can't respond to our comments, if you all have been up there while they are drilling. I'm sure you have seen. Yes.
Today.
We have.
I check your house every day.
Thank you. It's very, then you know how noisy it is. So yes. Can you imagine living next door to that every day? This noise abatement. Okay. I've stood on both sides of that plastic. It's really, basically, non-existent. So I just wanted you to keep that in mind. This peaceful and quiet oasis in the mountains that you mentioned, it's really non-existent for us right now. I understand the drilling will be done in March, as you say. But I think that the noise, it just speaks to the bad idea it was to plop this down in the middle of a quiet residential area. And I want you to consider that as you continue with the project.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Do you have any more? Do we have any others?
No.
Of any kind?
I'm sorry, can I ask a question? Are you able to tell us who the lawsuit involves?
No.
You know, we're happy to.
It's public knowledge, you can look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and I'm happy to after, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot we wish we could say, but we won't for now. Let's talk about identifying potential agenda items for the next scheduled board meeting. Anything we need to bring up?
Can you give it that answer? Do you want to bring up the.
Okay. Any items specifically? We always have time in between, but I was just going to make one last comment, and it's really a PSA. Lots of sickness around everywhere. Please be careful. It seems like half the people I know are sick or just were sick, and some of these things hang on, and the germs can live around for days or weeks or months, as I read. The other thing is a PSA was we got scammed in through our email today of just, you know, a request for go get me some money and bring it here, and, you know, classic, but beware. There, those are my public service announcements for the day. And so with that, and I hope everyone had a great Christmas and preparing for a great start to 2024, and that everyone is safe and sound. Appreciate everyone's work on the team and all the guys. Please share that with all the team, and we'll continue trying to serve the community.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Before you adjourn, during my report, I indicated the desktop information that relates to the water lines. It does not include the well. If the board wants to include that in the well, we'll have to retain the software person that sets that up.
Okay. So thanks for that clarification. We'll take that up. Let's have that discussion the next day or two. Okay. With that, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Any opposed? We are adjourned until the new year. Fourth Thursday of January.